time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. It's everything you love about Sportsbet, from racing to sport, but with your mates. Jump on the Sportsbet app today. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply, gamble responsibly. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
Here we go. What a long weekend. A lot to discuss.
Yeah.
A lot of sport out there.
Yes.
But Titus O'Reilly's going to help us through.
Amazing.
There was a dead guy on a soccer pitch.
I know, how horrible that was.
We had a bet on.
We did.
It affected the outcome.
It did. What about us?
What about me? What about my needs? We'll get to the bottom of that and others. Ross Noble will be our special guest. Tonight is the final.
It's the grand
Celebrity
finale.
Apprentice.
It's him and Shayna.
He is in it, duking it out. Mano
Good
a mano
luck.
With Shayna Blaze.
Yeah.
We'll see what his chances are.
Can't wait.
I'm at a loose end. I've got nowhere to stay.
You're
I'll
terrible.
Talk you through it on the other side. We'll
okay.
take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through, Dave.
Here we go for a big Tuesday, Molloy. Hey, by the way, all our callers that get through today, you're going to put you on the standby list to win tickets to see Jim Jefferies' Secret stand-up show presented by Molloy.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
How was your weekend?
Had a fantastic weekend.
Did you?
Thank you. Really good. Yeah,
good for you.
A lot of domestic sort of stuff. And yeah, how about you?
I've had a shocker. So, as you know, massive storms took out so many houses in my neck of the woods around the Melbourne area, which is where I am at the moment.
Okay.
So I had no other option than to move out of the house.
Okay.
And move into a hotel with my boys.
Wow.
For a couple of days. It's been tough stuff.
Oh.
Well, it was tough because, you know, I would love to be at home, but so the fuse is, I think it's a fuse. I don't know for sure.
So it's not storm damage?
It's not storm damage, no. No, it's just a fuse went down.
What do you mean you can't get into your house? Don't you have a key in it?
No, well, I do, yeah, but the key's electric. It's like a keypad.
Right.
And the key, the actual manual key, is inside the house. But I can't get in because there's no electrics.
Oh.
So you can't get into the
house.
So
you don't have a key?
I don't have a key and
your
I can't get into the house.
Though, wouldn't she? Your mum would have the key.
Oh, well, you'd think so.
What?
If she had a key, the whole thing would be over. Thanks, Mum. By the way, she can't even put my bins in because you can't get in. So they're still sitting out on the street. So I've moved in, and it's what did we call it? A staycation.
Oh, yeah,
so I took my boys. And by the way, I went to a Crown.
Yes.
Now, I want to say this, and this is not cash for comment because I paid.
Okay.
But they did a bloody good job.
Yeah.
And if you need to stay with the kids for a couple of days,
okay.
There's cinemas downstairs. There's very good bars for Dad.
Okay. That sounds fun.
It's kind of like a one-stop shop. And for 2 days, if you have to take one for the team, I have to say thank you. But I'm still homeless, and I still don't know if I can get into the home. So in my bag over there, which is my bag I come to work with.
Your shopping bag. Yeah.
As we speak, I have one pair of socks, one pair of jocks and some underarm.
So
I still haven't heard if I can move into my house.
Yeah. So you can't even get in. You still can't get in
I can't get in. It's not my fault. It's electrical, Dave. It's electrical.
Yeah.
So
you have got a history, though, of having issues with technology.
Like, what are you talking about?
Well, let's just go through it. So currently, power's out at your house. You've had to stay at Crown.
I'd have to move into a hotel
for 2 days. You've had a smoke detector that you smashed with a broom and had to go stay at the Hyatt.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, no, the smoke detector wouldn't go. It's beeping.
Yeah, take
what
the battery.
What am I going to do?
We'll replace the battery.
Replace the battery.
Yeah, but how can I do it? I just
get a ladder.
Not my department. Not my strong suit.
All right. Well, you also had an apartment where the blinds wouldn't open.
That's right.
So you went and stayed at the local pub.
I did for 7 days.
Yes.
Because you couldn't open your blinds.
Hang on, Dave. It was technical.
I believe your sister went over to investigate, and she discovered that the batteries were dead in the remote control to open the blinds.
Oh, my God.
It's
quiet,
true.
Whitney, please.
When you got your first computer, your brother hooked you up with the computer and you wanted to know, where's the internet?
Shut up, Dave. Laughing too loud.
And, internet.
And just to, you know, if you need any more evidence, I mean, I can go on and I will. Your first mobile phone that we gave you in London, after 2 days, you brought it downstairs. You threw it at me at breakfast. It hit me in the chest, bounced into my lap, and you said, this thing doesn't work. I said, did you charge it? And you go, what do you mean? You hadn't charged it.
Well, that's where technology lets you down.
Oh, you can't be that dumb.
I've got another one.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
remember when you remember when you got your brand new iPhone and you wanted to make a call stop calling, and I said just tap the side of the phone. So you smashed the side of the phone on a table.
I'll laugh it up, guys.
I guess, but the thing is,
brand new iPhone.
Where am I staying tonight? So that's a good question, and I could probably start with you lot.
You could stay with me.
I could stay, yeah, maybe not.
Why not?
Well, James did point out it was a bit woofy.
Oh, yeah. No.
You know what I mean? And I'm not sure if it's the cats or not. But
don't mention the war.
Definitely said. Was on the bugle, I think, was the phrase.
Oh,
you've gone quiet. Well, I would have thought you'd make an offer.
Well, we do have a spare bed, but at the moment the spare room's taken up because I'm cleaning out the shed, so I've got a lot of stuff in there, so no.
What about you and me? What about the temper? What about the temper mattress, top and tail?
Well, it's a king size, so it could probably
after
get three
a
adults
of fireballs.
On
it. Hang on a minute.
Well, I'll ask a good lady. I'll see if we
Whitney?
Can...
Whitney? Mate, I would... absolutely have you, but we're outside the radius.
25 km. You can't travel outside 25 km.
Okay, don't say it like it's.
No, I'm just giving you up.
I can be your carer. Yeah.
Or intimate partner, but you have to by law then put out. You... And I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's within our HR.
You would not want either of those jobs. You could stay with James and his parents.
Oh, James chills with their parents.
Yeah.
That could work.
Could it?
James, I'd rather stay with your mum than my mum. Oh, my mum.
Did your mum offer?
Why didn't you stay with your mum?
I'm not talking to her.
What?
How old are you? Mum still isn't happy with you talking about Jeff Bezos's rocket looking like a penis. So
well, I could go around and apologise. Yeah. What? Imagine that in the morning. Morning, Mrs. Blake. What's for breakfast?
It's still a bit of a stretch just to have Lucy, my girlfriend, stay over. So I'm kind of using all my points on that.
Okay, 133353. I'm going to put it out there.
What?
Will you? Who wants to put me up for the
night? You're not asking the listeners, are you?
Who will put me up for the night? 133353. What's on offer? What can I expect?
Okay.
What's your signature dish?
Right. What are your requirements?
Yeah.
Room service?
Look. A mint on the pillow? Is that? I'll tell you, I'll ask you questions. 133353, will you put me up for the night? Possibly two. Who knows? I'm like one of those backpackers.
Yeah,
once I turn up, you can't get around. Come on, someone, help out a guy. Help out a brother.
If you can
trouble.
Help Mickey, call now.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Titus O'Reilly coming up pretty soon. Ross Noble in the second hour as well. But you're listening to a homeless Mick Malloy right now.
I am a sad homeless person right now. Can't get into my own home. Electrics are down.
Right.
And as good as I am at technology.
Sure. Have you looked at the fuse box? Have you opened up the fuse box? You thought, you know what, there's a circuit breaker. I'll just flick the switch back up and open the door again. You've tried that.
Well, I thought it was, but it was actually the meter. I was reading the meter. The meter box.
Yeah, well, this could
be
close.
The fuse box isn't making any sense.
But the fuse box and the meter box can be in the same spot.
And well.
We're not. Okay.
They're completely different.
Okay, mate.
Sad to say. So I'm looking for a place to stay. 133353. You know what? Captain Cook's cottage is looking good.
You've been there once before.
One game drunk through Fitzroy Gardens.
Mm.
I just spent the night in the.
In a really short bed.
They brought it over. It's the original cottage.
I thought it was a replica.
It's not. They shipped it over, mate.
It's the actual cottage that he lived in.
Don't you go dissing. It's,
no,
it's my Captain Cook Airbnb. I've stayed there.
You've been in there after a drunken night.
Well, I might have to
be hanging over the end.
Break back here. 133353. Jenny's on the line. Jenny, what's your offer?
Jenny.
Hello, Jenny. All right. Well, she's off the list. Next. Craig.
G'day, Mick. How are we going?
Hello, mate. What are you thinking?
Look, I have just built my two German Shepherds a deluxe dog kennel. There'd be enough room for you. They've got heated floor mats in there. They've got some new toys and stuff. You'd have, mate.
What do you mean? What have they got in there? Heated floor mats?
Heated mattresses. Oh, they get cold, mate.
Pardon me, Your Majesty. Two German Shepherds. I could top and tail with the Shepherds.
Look, Lucy is very cuddly, mate. She, you'd you would be, you'd be at home.
Well, yeah. I would, you know, that's not a great offer, Craig. I'll oh. take it under
He might give you a dog
it's
treat.
It's 5 steps from the bar fridge.
Me, you're talking.
All right, Craig, I'll take it under advisement. Next.
Oh, Jenny's back.
Oh,
you there,
Jenny's
Jenny?
Back, is she?
G'day, Mick.
Hi, Jenny. What's the offer, please?
Oh, well, a warm home.
Yes,
a house
check.
Full of Richmond stuff.
Oh, hello. Oh, that's like lingerie.
A nice cooked meal.
A nice cooked meal? What's your signature
a nice
dish?
Whatever you'd like.
Okay, all right. Something with meat in it.
A fridge full of alcohol.
All right. Yeah, it's easy. Good luck getting me out. I'll hold the joint in a siege situation, I reckon. Good on you, Jenny. Thanks for the call. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, what have you got at your place, mate?
Well, I've got about over 100 bottles of lovely red wine.
Duke him, Dave. Duke him.
Plus a fridge full of, it's soon to be Brick Lane and Carlton Draft. And
right. Do you have 100 bottles of red wine? What are they? What types of red?
Yeah.
Oh, mostly from South Australia and a few from Heathcote. Oh, Cab Sav and Shiraz mainly. But, yeah, it's all really, really good, stuff.
Can you start decanting something now? Because it's going to take me a couple of hours to get there.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't you worry about that. And and you'll get to see the U-Butte battery-operated cork remover that I got from Aldi. That's a sensational.
Took him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane on its way for you, Andrew. Good on you, buddy.
Chris, where are you calling from, Chris?
Toronto, Newcastle, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Awesome.
Now, what's on offer if I come to your joint?
I'll pick you up from the airport.
Yep.
I've got enough beer for two of us until about, I reckon, 11 o'clock, but we might need a bit more Brick Lane after that.
I'll duke myself.
And then... What do you feel like on your state? Do you like surf and turf?
Surf and turf?
Right, I don't mind.
Oh,
it.
You had me at turf.
I'm there.
But surf and turf, bang. Duke him, Dave.
You got a case of Brick Lane to fill up that fridge
you
of yours,
Chris.
You get
the idea.
Yes.
133353. Keep them coming.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Titus O'Reilly in a minute. Ross Noble coming up as well. And all our callers today, good news, you're on the standby list to see Jim Jefferies, his secret stand-up show in Sydney, flights, accommodation, and Jim Jefferies, one of the world's number one comedians.
Yeah,
this is a big, big show, and we'd love you to be there. So that's huge.
That's it. Our treat for you. I'm being billeted out. I'm asking to be billeted out, basically.
You want somewhere to stay tonight, don't you?
I need somewhere to stay. I'm homeless. I have a bag here at work. In it I have one pair of socks, one pair of underpants, and some underarm deodorant.
That's it. So the shirt you're wearing now, you'll be wearing again
tomorrow. I've got a T-shirt. Sorry, I've got a
T-shirt as well.
Yes. So.
A bit light on when it comes to the clothes, isn't it?
Well, mate.
Well, do you want us to bring in some clothes for you, perhaps? Do you want me to bring in some extra jocks and socks?
Maybe we could rifle through a Brotherhood of St. Lawrence bin on the way home and get into that. So I'm looking for somewhere to stay. I wouldn't mind staying with this bloke here. This is this guy from... this is from brought to my attention by Brown Cardigan, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a story from Adelaide in Monday. A bloke who was coming out of a KFC drive-thru stacked his car, brought down the power lines.
Ooh.
There was carnage.
Jeez.
Four separate teams were working on restoring
the power, yeah.
Removing the car, while he sat in the sidewalk eating KFC. Have a listen. Here's a story.
When he lost control of his Holden Captiva and slammed into that Stobie pole. When we arrived, he was crouched on the footpath eating his takeaway chicken as crews worked to remove power lines strewn across all four lanes of traffic.
Have a look at him. There he is.
He's in his training gear. He's drinking a beer.
Yep.
And he's eating KFC.
Go for
it. While everyone else does the heavy lifting.
SES, Fire Brigade, Power
See, that's
Corps.
Me and him. We both have trouble with technology. And that's how we deal with it.
Chicken. Mate.
That guy is at the front of the queue. Mark's on the line. Mark, what happens
G'day.
If I come and stay at your joint?
G'day, Mick. How are you, mate?
I'm good, buddy.
Mate, first of all, I'd like to say, a rock is a lot cheaper through a piece of glass.
Good than- point.
A hotel room stay.
Yeah, Coy, good point. But, I did what I had to do.
You did, mate. You did.
Sure.
But I'm in Queensland, mate, and I've got a goat enclosure that I'd love to share with you.
A goat enclosure? How dare you?
I'm sorry, mate, but it's nice and warm,
yeah.
Okay, because I'll put some fresh hay down for you.
Okay.
Okay, we've got seven. So there's females and males, and I'm sure one of the males might even get a little bit amorous with you.
Okay. All right. All right. Sounding a bit...
gone a bit sort of dark,
it's gone a bit children's zooey. all of a sudden.
Oh,
me lying down on hay gives me a kind of manger feel, like son of God-ish.
Yeah, sort of Jesus.
Know? All the wise men will come.
Yeah,
everyone
I
will
see.
Make a fuss.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm like.
Star of David, I get it all. Yeah,
little
sure.
Mickey. Mark.
In a manger.
Yeah. No, goats. We know goats are dicks.
Dicks.
Keep moving. Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Mick, how are you?
Yeah, what's happening at your joint? What are you going to do for me?
I got a pool hut there.
You got
what? A pool hut next to me pool.
A pool hut? Oh, hello.
Yeah, I got a couple of cats here, and I got an endless supply of tracky dacks for you, mate.
Here's tracky dacks. Have you got, say, the pool? Has it got a pool bar?
It has, yeah. It's got a couple of pussies in there as well. A couple of cats live in there.
All right. I'm not sure if that's everything I want. Nah, thanks, Peter. Steve's on the line. Steve, what do you got an offer, mate?
Mate, I've got a really good man cave for you. Mick, it's fully carpeted. It has a futon there that you can sleep in nice and warm. It has a 101 centimetre TV.
Oh, what? We've got a clubhouse leader.
It has a card table. I have a heated built-in swimming pool for you.
Yes.
Oh, Mickey.
Yes.
You can't not.
Well, when can I get there?
Anytime you like. Port Macquarie, mate. Beautiful place.
Is there any downside?
There is a downside. Signature dish from the missus is lasagna. Really nice.
Oh, jeez Louise. And was that be served in bed while I'm...
Mate, will she serve it any way you like.
Will she serve it in the man cave? Will she bring it in?
Yes, no, she'll bring it in the man cave with you, whatever you like.
Can Mick leave the toilet door open?
All the time. As long as you put the lid down for the missus, it's fine.
You're trying a hard bargain. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft on its way for you, Steve.
All right. Beck's on the line. Beck.
Oh, Beck.
Hello, how you going?
Hello, Beck. Well, what have you got to offer me in an overnight stay capacity?
Mick, we've got a delicious slow-cooked lamb shank casserole with some creamy mash.
You had me at lamb. Lamb shank casserole with a mash. Oh, my God. And is this like a family recipe or something, Beck?
Absolutely. We've got some nice cozy jammies and a nice warm bed.
Oh, nice cozy jammies. Hey, gym jams. I love good gym jams. And a bed. Is it like in a den or something? Where am I?
Oh, look, you're a den, your own wing of the house.
Do I have my own linen?
Absolutely.
Do I have like a towel? Are you okay with bullet holes?
And I'll even let you watch Unlimited Jim Jefferies on the electric leather recliner couch.
Oh, yeah. Are you okay with waffle stomping?
Look, I'm not keen on it, but we'll have to clean
up. Sorry you had to hear that.
Hey, Beck, do care, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, all our callers are in the standby list for the Jim Jefferies show as well. So
all right,
awesome.
Just quickly, Christine, one last caller.
Hey, Christine,
yes?
Hi, how
Where
going?
Am I coming to, Christine?
Dubbo.
Wow. What's happening there?
Oh, nothing. Well, we've had a bit of a COVID scare, but everyone's testing negative at the moment, so we're all safe.
Right.
Beautiful place to visit. We've got the zoo, but I've got my own house and you can have your own room. And
yes.
I'm an excellent cook.
All right. So who else is in the house?
I do have three teenagers, but they've all got their own rooms as well. So
get used to looking after a fourth.
Oh, the more the merrier.
Good on you, Christine.
Three dogs as well, mate.
You get the idea. There it is, Duca Day.
Christine.
Thank you, everyone.
Prize coming your way
I'll let you know. We'll keep looking.
Yeah. I hope you get somewhere to stay tonight. I really do.
I hope so. I really do. I'm starting. Are you sure I can't stay at your place? A couple of fireballs?
I'll make a phone call, see what I can
come up with.
Don't like your chances.
Put the casserole on.
Right, okay. Titus O'Reilly in a minute. It's Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
My God, what is it?
Returning with more sport. This is Titus O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sounds epic.
Pretty good.
Sounds epic. Put together.
I reckon under 5 minutes, Matty D put that all together. Well done, Matty. And
good stuff. Welcome, Titus.
Well, good to be with you.
There's a bit of stuff for us to navigate our way through. Firstly, I want to draw your attention to the Euros and the fiasco that was Denmark versus Finland. Now, were you watching this live? I know you watch a lot of sport. Did you see it all go down? This is, of course, where Christian Eriksen
I did.
Cardiac arrested in the middle of the game. Was clinically dead, I believe.
It was harrowing because while I was watching it, all I could think was, well, I hope he's okay, and I know Mick's got money on this.
It's true.
Which was the bit that really got to me.
Mate, you should have seen me tearing up my tickets. Dad, I thought he was faking. I'm going, please be faking like every other person. I got the only guy who ever actually has a legitimate injury on a golf course. That's a yellow card right there.
Come on. He almost died.
Cardiac arrest on the...
Well, I hope your bet got wiped then.
Well, no the bet, no, because they continued the game afterwards. How callous.
Yeah.
Is that
disrespectful?
They play on, they've cancelled games before, and all of a sudden.
Yeah, but it's not the first time because, like, in 1967, Celtic, going back a bit, Celtic replacing Racing Sporting Club of Buenos Aires.
Yes.
And before the game, while they're warming up in front of 120,000 people, Argentinians all a bit angry, one of them threw a beer bottle at the goalkeeper while he was warming up and knocked him in the head and he passed out knocked him unconscious and he couldn't play.
Right.
But they still played the game. How different is that today? Like today that would not go on.
No. What beer was it? It's more importantly, it could have been a good promotion. Is this true right now? What do they call it? The Copa. Now, it was moved from Argentina for COVID reasons, so they moved it to Brazil, which has 88,000 people a day.
Oof.
I believe.
How bad is Argentina going if that's...
What? Because soccer doesn't care much for this stuff. You know what I mean? Mm. I wouldn't have thought that would be a game changer for me.
Well, anyway. The global pandemic.
Well, the global pandemic or the death of a footballer.
He really brought down the mood.
I mean, it's just that's a play on every time, isn't
but
it?
There was when I saw him go down, it reminded me, and it all turned out I think he's going to be all right. But there was an incident back in '89 where it was Brazil were playing Chile to qualify for the World Cup.
Yes,
it was in Brazil, and at one point in the game where Brazil had gone up 1-0.
Yes.
And the Chilean goalkeeper, Roberto Rojas, a flare suddenly landed on the ground.
Right.
And everyone turned around, he's lying on the ground, bleeding.
Right.
And everyone gathered around him and the game stopped and Chile put in a complaint and said, we can't play the game and Brazil, because they can't control their fans, should have to forfeit.
Sure.
And so then some footage came out that revealed that the flare landed harmlessly on the ground and then the guy went down.
That's a classic.
And what he actually did is he smuggled a razor blade into his goalkeeping glove. If they fell behind, he was going to do this and cut himself.
Oh, my God.
And use it to try and get the whole thing overturned.
Unbelievable.
That is the strength of mind to do that in advance. So is that that's his betting scandal or something.
Oh, I hope you didn't have money on that one.
Well, I could have. Have you heard of anything like that lately? I just go, the Euros go on, short, and they played that game. Mm. I just would have thought, guy dies.
Yeah. Postpone. That's what you'd do.
I'm just thinking about my money.
Right. Oh, well, I mean, here in Victoria, we move whole games if someone's got a cold.
That's right, we do. Hang about. This
is Malloy. Song Whisperer's back. He'll be here soon. Ross Noble to join us in the second hour. But we join in studio right now with Titus O'Reilly on Malloy.
We're talking sport. The Olympic qualifiers are on for our swim team. Yeah. And you wouldn't know it because we've been distracted by so much other stuff involving our swim team. Who knew that there was trouble within the camp? I mean, it's not like any former swim stars have turned out a little unorthodox. But I put it to you that the swim by Ariana Titmus is one of the greats. It's breaking, almost broken, what they're saying is a record that would never be broken.
Yeah, well, because it was the actual world record was set wearing one of those body suits that.
Which
they now
illegal.
Call that the bodysuit era.
The bodysuit era. Second fastest women's 200-metre freestyle time ever. But cannot necessarily catch. Were those suits, are they now considered cheating? I mean, if the record still stands.
Well, they weren't cheating at the time, but they've been banned since. So
they had ways. You know what? The other favourite cheat in the pool for me was the way swimmers used to deliberately break. and then swim under their opponent's lane and then pee in their
no way
in their lane. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
That's right. So they would deliberately break, knowing you've got a second start, swim under the ropes. That's... The Americans were good at it. Have a pee.
That's awesome.
And then you would sit there, you were going, knowing that you're going to jump into your opponent's.
Is this really something the Olympians done? Or something you did at the local pool and you just convinced everyone?
If you ever see me in a pool bar, stay away from the ball spot. That's my advice. They used to do it. It was a tactic employed, I think, largely by the Americans.
But I think there's a bit of an asterisk on the records with record? The suit. Yeah, right. I mean, it wasn't illegal, but you have to note.
What's the biggest asterisk in sport for you? The records that you go can't.
All the Lance Armstrong ones.
All of those. Ooh, yes. I mean, was it seven?
Yeah, seven. And then. Jeez. But you know the interesting thing about Lance Armstrong is his name is amazing. Because Lance Armstrong, it sounds like a great name, like despite the fact
sounds like an astronaut or something.
Yeah, it's sort of. But he was originally one. He was named Lance after an American football player called Lance Renzel. So that's where the Lance comes from. Right. But Lance Renzel had before Lance got named it. His parents chose to name him in his honor, even though he was in jail at the time for exposing himself to a 10-year-old.
Oh my god!
So straight away. Lance Armstrong's controversial.
Out of the block.
Out of the block.
That's incredible.
His actual name, surname wasn't Armstrong. That was his stepdad's name that he took on. It was actually Gunderson. So imagine instead of Liv Strong, Liv Gunderson. It doesn't have quite the the marketing appeal, does it?
I feel Lance is kind of appropriate because it reminds me of like lancing his testicle. You know, you have one testicle, and I always say this: it's the wrong sport to only have one testicle. When you have to pop on the lycra, it's like you can't hide that.
No,
Do you think Lance is the sort of guy that now he'd come out as an anti-vaxxer? I'm not putting that in my body.
Exactly. I think you might be right. But so there's Lance. He's a big one. What are the others?
All the baseballers. I mean, baseball didn't. They had all the drugs.
Tell me
the
about
steroids.
Baseball.
Well, Barry Bond. He had 70 home runs in a season, which was a record.
That's right.
And Mark McGuire too. But they never actually got caught. But Barry Bond's head changed shape from the amount of steroids
what do you
he took.
Mean?
Not his face. His actual skull changed shape and got enlarged on the top. Which is that's where I draw the line.
Okay, this has gone too far, this doping. Is it true that, Florence Joyner, Flo-Jo?
Yeah, Flo-Jo.
Is it true that she, and she was never, we should point out, I don't think she ever got it, but she was later subsequently found out to be doping, and she died very young of age. But she used to, they used to say, why is she wearing her hair? Why is she wearing makeup? Why is she wearing all the nails? It was basically to make her not look like Barry Bonds.
Look more feminine, basically.
Look slightly more feminine.
To throw people off.
Yeah.
Because all the East Germans, you know, the women East German swimmers all look huge and they're all doping heavily.
Yes.
And people questioned it and said their voices are so low. They're obviously on the female swimmers are so low. And the East German coach got up in front of the world press and said, they're here to sing, not to swim, not sing. Subsequently, found out that, yes, they were all doping.
They were all doping, systematic doping. Mm. The first, I think, the Olympic first doping cheat, was it a shooter? I thought it was a shooter.
No, there was it depends whether you count as cheating. The first incident of doping, although it wasn't illegal, is it was a marathon runner at the St. Louis Olympics in 1904 who they gave strychnine to because strychnine in very small doses gives you a little boost to your nerve receptors. It stops them feeling the pain. You can keep going. And when they did it to him several times across this marathon.
Yes.
And at one point they offered him brandy to go with it. and he said, no thanks, because he's an athlete. I'm not putting that into my body. But they almost killed him. They had to at the finish line, they had to work on him for 4 minutes. To
that
get
would
his
be great.
Back to being able to stand up again.
You know those little trestle tables where they have all the cups?
Yeah.
Imagine if that was like a bar, a little bar. Boink. I'd be going up and down on the spot for about an hour. What happened to Mickey? Oh, he's going all right. Yes. He got lost at the last table. We've got time for this quickly. Can we do it?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to talk quickly with you before we go about this whole why is it all of a sudden fascinating to beat up celebrities? So we had one of the best, if not the best, pound-for-pound boxer, Floyd Mayweather, beating up an Instagram influencer.
YouTuber.
And that somehow, and got paid $139 million to do it.
Yes.
And now we see Lamar Odom has just gone up a fight with
Aaron Carter,
the blonde one from the Backstreet Boys.
No, it's his brother. It's not even the blonde one. He couldn't even get someone from the Backstreet Boys.
Nick Carter's brother.
Lamar Odom is like 6'8".
Six ten. This guy's 6'1".
Who wants to watch that? Why is this all of a sudden a thing?
Well, celebrity boxing's been around for a long time. It's all people get annoyed because they think it's bad, but it's always been bad. My favourite ever celebrity boxing was when Danny Bonaduce fought Donny Osmond, and Donny Osmond came out with the nickname the Stormin' Mormon.
Oh, I like that. Well, Lamar Odom won, and you can guess that'll be a pretty big night down at the ranch where he almost died after an 8-day bender.
It was like watching a bouncer beat up some drunk out in front of a bar. That was about the equivalent of the skill.
Anything to plug? Are you doing live again?
No, I've had all my gigs cancelled thanks to COVID, so just send me money.
Okay, we'll do that.
Good on you, Titus. Thanks, mate.
Titus O'Reilly joining us there, titusoreilly.com. You can see his latest work online too. All right, more to come, including the song Whisperer next. It is Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
With Ross Noble, Celebrity Apprentice tonight. It's down to two. Ross is in the grand finale with Shayna Blaze. We hope he wins.
He'll crush it like an ant.
I think so. We've been going since the start with Ross, so I hope he wins too.
Hey, I'm still looking for a place to stay tonight. The calls are still coming in. Nick's on the line. Nick, what do you got on offer, mate?
Mickey, you funny bugger you are. Mate, I have got the best place to stay. It's my motorhome that I hand-built from scratch.
Okay, are you living in it or are you giving it to me?
No, we're going to both stay in it, mate, and we're going to sweat it up and we'll cook some fine,
What's your signature dish? What's your signature dish?
Chips and cheese and bickies.
Again, you had me at chips.
Are we
on the road? Are we like doing a Thelma Louise style road trip in the motorhome? What are we doing?
That's the beauty of my house. I can go wherever I bloody want.
Ah, sure. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane for your travels there, Nick. It's on its way.
Thanks, boy.
All right, Nick, thanks for the call. Thank He's you. The clubhouse leader as we speak.
It's time a pretty generous offer.
Time for this guy. Well, it is considering none of you have offered. I find that.
I'll be in touch. I'll let you know how we're going with.
Really? You find out a lot about
sweet
people.
Motorhome's pretty sweet. Hey, before this synopsis here, big shout out to everyone in Brisbane working hard today. This is an all staff email that has gone out to all staff in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Subject line, big rainbow out the front.
Is that from Triple M Brisbane?
Okay.
We love you, Brisbane.
Okay, Triple M Brisbane.
Come on.
See me in my office.
They're just rubbing it in that the weather is,
and that they can go outside.
Exactly.
That's another thing.
We love it.
Good luck.
Another shout out to Whitney's dad. Monkey's having a birthday today as well.
Monkey. Good on him. What are you doing for his birthday?
Oh, we had a family dinner yesterday, but him and mum have gone for a night away in Bendigo.
Oh, God, the big smoke.
Wow.
Oh, Mickey, you're in. Whitney's place is vacant.
You've got plenty of beds.
That's what I said. Come over.
25Ks.
I might. If you hear some tapping on the window at about midnight, it's me. Don't be alarmed. All right, Song Whisperer, what have we got?
Most children will answer this question in the following way. Footy player, cricketer, truck driver, or like my granddaughter Gabby, a vet. This person, however, answers this innocent question with a mix of psychological balance and cold-hearted revenge.
I like what you've done here. You've been picked off easily, and you've decided to toughen up.
Mm.
Have you got any idea, Dave?
What about Are You Old Enough by Dragon? Are you old enough? Kind of fits the brief song.
Kind of, yeah. Sort of a coming-of-age sort of thing.
Yeah.
But not correct.
I've played Todd.
You have to. You did. You got to see that video. That's on YouTube too, by the way. Degeneration 5 in a row. Or is it 5 more in a row? I think it might be.
Five more in a row.
Yeah, yeah. Very funny.
For the aficionados. I have nothing when I grow up. Well, I don't have a guess. I've got too many other things on my mind, like where I'm going to stay tonight.
You idiot.
I don't have a guess. 1-3-3-5-3.
You might have just said what the song was, but anyway, we'll take your calls right after this.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Malloy.
Going to be a big hour with the great Ross Noble, who goes head-to-head with Shayna Blaze tonight on Celebrity Apprentice. It'll be a ding-dong.
Good luck,
drag
Ross.
Him out. Last man standing. Heffit. It could be like Lamar Odom.
Aaron Carter.
And Aaron Carter. Yeah. Who knows? We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Let's start at the top, though, with the Song Whisperer. Synopsis, please.
You bet.
Again.
Most children will answer this question in the following way. Footy player, cricketer, truck driver, or, like my granddaughter Gabby, a vet. This person, however, answers this most innocent question with a mix of psychological balance and cold-hearted revenge.
Okay, how is Gabby?
She's good.
She's
moving
like,
to Arizona.
She kills all the fish?
No, Olivia kills the fish.
Moving to Arizona.
Gabby and Calvin and Anna, they're all moving to Arizona.
Why?
Calvin got a job there.
Right.
Calvin is my son, by the way, if you're just
Winslow?
Joining us. No, not moving to Winslow, Arizona. They might drive through and stand on the corner.
Yeah, such a fine sight.
That's going home for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Do you miss it?
Do I miss Arizona? It's brutally hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like 114.
Phoenix.
What's that Celsius? Don't give me the 114.
41, 42.
That's not brutally hot. It's just a big day out.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Dust storms? They have big dust storms there.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Big walls of dust.
What's the river in Phoenix?
The Rio Salado, the Salt River.
What's their footy team?
Which is dry.
What's their footy team?
The Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah.
All right.
Phoenix Suns are currently in the Western Conference
Championship. Did you go to university there?
No, I went to Indiana University.
Why'd you move from Indiana to Arizona?
Was it a job? Got a good job there?
Girlfriend?
Ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You followed a woman to Australia, didn't you?
I sure did.
You're like a vagabond.
You really are.
Someone should write a song about you. It's crazy. Are you going to write an autobiography?
Memoir at some point?
Yeah.
No one would care.
What'd you call it?
No one would. What would I call it?
J-Mondo.
Big, something you called me at one point, big dumb Canadian.
I have never used that language on air. I feel like we know each other now. That was a good little catch up, everyone.
That's it.
Yet I still can't stay at your place tonight.
You can. You said it was woofy. And I don't think
Astrid
would ever
believe
you.
I've never been there. James is the one who said it was on the Bugle. Mm.
James did.
He's
been banned.
And he's an idiot. All right.
He's never
synopsis, please.
I gave it to you before. Do you want it again?
It feels like it was a while ago. You need to know. You do it again quickly.
Most children will answer this question in the following way. Footy player, cricketer, truck driver, or like my granddaughter Gabby, a vet. This person, however, answers the innocent question with a mix of psychological balance and cold-hearted revenge.
Ben's on the line. What do you reckon, Ben?
Oh, guys, I reckon it might be Good Johnny by Men at Work.
We've had a lot of calls suggesting this to be the one. And when there's a lot of calls, it usually means there's a fair chance it can be the first caller because all the lines go the same way. Jay? Exactly.
Not correct.
Not correct.
Sorry, Ben.
Why'd you say that, Ben, by the way? What were you thinking?
Oh, I don't know. He seemed like a good song. Brought back some childhood memories on the Gold Coast. Good times.
Hey, by the way, all our callers today are going to go on the standby list to win tickets to Jim Jefferies' secret stand-up show in Sydney. If you're not in Sydney, we'll fly you there, give you accommodation as well. Amos Gill is going to support Jim as well and a bunch of other great comedians.
What a show.
Yeah,
can't
awesome.
Wait. All right, Mark's on the line. Mark, what are you thinking?
Oh, it's got to be Hoodoo Gurus. What's my scene?
What's my scene? What am I? What am I going to be? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
That's right in the wheelhouse, and it is...
Not correct. Sorry,
Mark. Ah, man.
Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane as well, on top of that Jim Jefferies invitation on the standby list. Well done, Mark.
Yeah, well done. Let's go to Jamie. Ooh, Jamie.
Mickey, how you doing,
Cobber? I'm good, mate. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister, mate.
And why would you say that?
Because my wife said that all men are idiots and just threw the phone at me and I didn't know what else to do.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Well, yeah, I might not come and stay at your place tonight, Jamie. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane anyway.
And it's not correct.
He's
not Twisted Sister.
Nev's
sorry, Jamie.
Nev.
Hey, Nev.
G'day, guys.
What are you thinking?
Look, I reckon producer Jay was inspired by your chat with Shirley Manson on Friday. I reckon it's garbage when I grow up. When I grow up.
Song Whisperer, you reckon?
Great chat with Shirley.
And it's all about?
It's all about when she grows up and what she's going to do. She is going to be stable, psychologically balanced, and turn the tables. Cold-hearted revenge. Correct.
Correct.
Yes. Way to go, Nev.
Nev, I've got to ask you, was there a reason you went for that? What was the key for you?
Look, it was just the first couple of lines about what kids might want to be when they grow up, and it just popped straight into my head.
Nev, it wasn't the fact that Mick actually said the name of the song before he went to the news and commercials.
I missed that. I heard you say, you just said the name of the song.
And can I replay what actually went down just before the news?
I have nothing. When I grow up. Well, I just can't have a guess. I've got 10 of a guess. 1-3-3-4-4.
You might have just said what the song was, but anyway.
Sort of a subliminal message.
I don't know what I was doing.
Nev,
I was thinking about the song. I was digesting the clues.
I know.
Well,
and I said,
it just came out.
Do I win anything?
No.
A slab for you.
Yes.
But you, Nev, have $100 to go shopping on Molloy. Hundreds are provided in these gift cards, Coles, the iconic Netflix, Amazon, Uber Eats, and more. By the way, we had Shirley last week. Was it Friday on the
Friday
show? Yeah.
Yeah,
great. There's a great chat with her. If you want to catch up, get the podcast. Download that through the Listener app as well. Let's get it on. It's Garbage. Up next, Ross Noble, Molloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Molloy on Triple M.
Ross, over all the tasks, you've been a handyman, a candy man, and now you're a sandy man, right?
Yeah.
How do you think all this junk up? Why would anybody buy a bit of sand?
Because they were selling it in envelopes, and it was all hieroglyphics and Egyptian stuff on there. And there was different levels of curse.
That's criminal.
Yeah. I made sure that I wore plastic gloves.
I feel that Ross is taking the piss.
Here he is joining us right now from Celebrity Apprentice, the grand finale tonight. It is the great Ross Noble on Molloy.
Taking the piss.
Hello, hello.
How dare you? That is sour grapes. You're a sand genius.
Yeah, well done.
So let me get this straight. You sold a bucket of sand for $250.
Well, some would say, but I would say it was a piece of art depicting a scaled model of the Sahara Desert. You know, it was a piece of art.
Did you heat it up at least? Can you heat it up so that if you touch it, it's hot sand?
You know what? I didn't let them get anywhere near touching it. I was selling executive beaches, which was a tray of sand with several shells in it that you could put your feet in the sand. Oh, but I'm at my desk, but I'm on the beach. What they didn't feature, which I was slightly sad about, was one of my products was a portable ant farm, which called Travels with My Aunt, and it was I didn't think a Graham Greene gag was going to get onto the telly,
but it was a bit cerebral for your Celebrity Apprentice crowd.
A little bit, but it was just a pencil case full of sand. I'm selling it for $15.
But you see, people doubted you or said you weren't playing by the rules or that you'd somehow managed to circumvent the competition. But we went to one of the world's greatest restaurants. What was it, Jay?
Heston Blumenthal's restaurant.
Heston Blumenthal's.
Fat Duck.
The Fat Duck.
Yeah.
Which, as I always said, a great name for a restaurant, terrible name for a strip club. But he did that. He made his fish and chips. But before you ate his fish and chips, you put on headphones where he'd have seagulls and the sound point through, and they would bring out originally a tray of sand. You would take your feet off and put your sand on it. So for them to say you weren't taking it seriously, this is the best restaurant in the world.
Head of the game.
Coming down to a dish not being complete to your feet having a tray of sand.
I mean, I think, to be honest, I think they were trying that. Because you got whoever won the task got straight through to the grand final, didn't have to go into the boardroom. Yep. And I think everyone was kind of clutching at straws a little bit.
Yeah.
But, but at the end of the day, I did sell $1,300 worth of just sand.
Now, where'd you get your sand from? Was this part of the process? Did you choose a specific sand or did you...
That was the one thing that they provided me with. It was a big pile of builder sand. And the other thing, they didn't really feature it much, but I got like litres and litres of face cream, and I mixed the sand in to create exfoliation cream. And so people could pour it out and they could exfoliate their skin. And I was selling that for $30 for two bottles. And I mean, essentially, anyone that actually used that stuff would have been rubbing builder's sand into their face. So, I mean, you know, yeah. I don't. There's aftercare, but
oh well, I love it. What are your chances tonight? It's you and okay. Shayna who? I don't even know. So she snuck into the competition. What's going on?
It's myself and Shayna Blaze, and Shayna needs to watch out tonight because the thing of what everyone says about me, he's a classy guy. I'm classy. Yes. So Lord August says to us, he goes, "You can do anything you want to raise the money tonight." And here's, you do not want to be saying to me, here's a film crew and resources to bring in the money. So, and I'm not joking, this sounds like I'm joking. I scribble on my whiteboard, I come up with the idea, I look straight down the camera and I go, we're robbing a bank. So tonight, I rob a bank because that's how you make the money. So there's all kinds of, I got an explosives expert in, that went horribly wrong. And I've also got, which is quite exciting, with us come back to help
me
out.
Great.
And also, which will make you laugh, I've got the assistance of Mr. Sam Pang.
Sam Pang?
Oh.
Sam Pang.
How can he help? He'll be an albatross around your neck for sure.
Yeah, I just thought, you know what would be hilarious? Because he hates reality TV. And I thought, because it's all for charity, I thought he can't really say no. So you've got the added bonus of you watching the show, but also watching somebody who doesn't want to be there.
If you win, he doesn't get to share in all the accolades, does he? Or?
I mean, to be honest, he's lucky he got away without having his fingers blown off, as you'll see tonight.
It wouldn't be his first incident with Chinese fireworks, I would have thought. Over the journey. All right, there it is tonight, head-to-head with Shayna Blaze. When we come back, more Ross Noble.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Ross Noble is with us. By the way, the grand final tonight, or the grand finale, 7:30 on Channel 9 of Celebrity Apprentice.
Ross, do you feel slighted like I do that you weren't nominated in the Queen's Birthday Honours list? Is that a snub? Do you? I mean, I know you covet that kind of adulation. I feel unhappy. These clowns have let me down because you're supposed to be nominated by your friends. Yeah. I just thought...
Well, you know what? I wouldn't feel down, Mick. Do you know why? Because let's look at what's happening with the Royal... As you know, I'm a keen royalist. I can't help myself.
I think you would have got to Prince Philip's funeral, but there was only 30 allowed at the time, so you were cold at the last minute.
Exactly. There was... if you look at what's happening with the royals, you got your Queen over there, you got your Charles, you got your William, right? Yeah. And then you've got Harry and Meghan, and they have broken away, but they're still pretending to be royals, but they're not royals.
No,
so all I'm saying is, let's be honest, I think you and Prince Harry share a lot of similar interests.
Well, we've both played nude billiards in Las Vegas.
Exactly. So I'm thinking maybe Harry starts his own royal honours. You'll be first on the list and you'll just, instead of kneeling down and having the sword on your shoulders, maybe you have to put your plums on a billiard table.
I'll do it. Oh, look. No, I'd get kicked in the pills.
Right.
Arise, Sir Mickey. Whack.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Royal ceremony, the pomp.
Kicked in the balls. You could have a small Shetland pony. Polo pony. Kick you in the balls. Lovely.
So here's who did get nominated. Thor. One of the Hemsworths. One of the Hemsworth has been nominated.
For what?
I don't know, for making billions.
Wouldn't it be great if they'd just gone, if they'd read down and they'd like all the people, all the public service workers, and they went, one of the Hemsworths? Do we know which one? Yeah, just one of them.
What about, I would have nominated the guy in Adelaide on Monday whose car ran off the road. He caused traffic mayhem, knocked down a power pole, and while four separate crews were trying to return power and get his car off the road, he sat on the sidewalk eating his Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's the type of hero we need to honour.
Speaking of Kentucky Fried Chicken, again, I'm sorry to bring it back to the Apprentice, right?
Yes.
I wear black all the time, right? I just wear black shirt, black trousers.
You do.
And then when I had to dress up smart, I wore a black shirt. Tonight, I thought, to mix things up for the big finale there, I come in dressed entirely in white. And at the time, I thought, I'm going to look classy. I could not look more like Colonel Sanders.
Awesome.
And what? How did you choose your outfit? I would have gone maybe Lederhosen for you. I mean, from the black. If you're trying to make a high impact, Lederhosen look good.
I should have done the whole thing in Lederhosen and never mentioned it. The whole time. In fact, last night's episode, after I sold all the sand and made a sand tie, the tie was entirely made of sand, and I came into the boardroom, and at no point did Lord Sugar go, "Are you wearing a sand tie?" He just didn't even mention it.
He's asleep at the wheel, Lord
What's
Sugar.
What's going on? What's going on?
You know, I keep staring at him now because Dave reckons his head looks like a testicle. A and I can't get the image out of my head. Well, I swear.
Well, you know, I mean, all I'm saying is that in between takes, when he falls asleep in that chair and he lolls to the side... He's just terrible.
Yeah, I look at him now and I go, that guy could use some Botox.
Yeah, his forehead's a little bit bloodshot.
That's it.
Very realistic.
Well, I'm sure you could sell advertising space on that for it. Hang about, Ross. We'll be back with more after this.
It is Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
And Ross Noble joining us as well.
Ross, we can't let you go without you talking us through an item behind you. Last week it was Christa Berg and the spine.
Oh, yes.
The week before that it was the Minotaur of you. Is there something else? Or are you on Zoom with us today? Yes. And I can see it's like you're in a kind of old vaudevillian hall or something down there.
I've set this up. This is quite a fun thing. This when I'm on a Zoom, I just do this in a small post. Like it's a little model of a ghost, and I've got it on fishing wire.
That's brilliant.
So that all I do is I talk away, and then I let the ghost fly in there, and people just go, "What's that?" And I go, and I push it out, and I go, "What's what?" And I look over there, and then I look back.
And Malloy on Instagram and Twitter will put the
video.
This ghost is floating around his office as well.
Did you spend like a big coin on a Battlefield Earth costume?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So
can you talk us through that?
That's a screen-worn Battlefield Earth costume, and currently he's wearing a pith helmet as well. That's
Why is he wearing? Is the battle for Battlefield Earth taking place in the sub-Sahara or something? What's going on?
I've got a selection. I've got a full selection of hats. My wife won't let me wear this one. This is an oversized.
I don't mind it. It works for me.
My wife won't let me wear it out of the house. But so what I've got here. It's a German army helmet, right? There's a replica of a pigeon, right? What that is right? It's hole in a helmet, and there's a... Now, I was in the Producers. I played Franz Liebkin in the Producers.
Okay, right.
This was my costume. This was actual costume that I wore. But the thing is, my old office at my old house in the UK, I had the full gear all set up.
Yes.
And I forgot all about it. And a guy came round to fix my internet, and I said, "Oh, it's just up here." And I realised... As he was about to climb up the stairs to go into the office, that I had a full German army outfit with swastikas, Lederhosen, in fact. Yeah. You know that moment where you just go, "Just wait here a second," and in your head you're going, "I have to hide my Nazi paraphernalia before the man comes in." It's not something you want to be doing in your life.
And you said I had similarities with Prince Harry. It sounds like you have been hanging with the very same crowd. Hey, we've got some dates for Ross too. Far away, Dave.
So comeback specials happening in Alice Springs, July 9. Then you're in Darwin, Coffs Harbour. That's sold out. Cleveland, Caloundra, Gold Coast, Logan, Brisbane, Port Macquarie, Wyong, Canberra,
tour.
Bendigo, Melbourne, Warrigal, Narre Warren, Frankston, Camden, Launceston, Hobart as well. So alist.com.au. Yes. That sees you through to about the middle of September, Ross. That's amazing.
Except the Logan gig. Ready for this? As if performers haven't been hammered enough already, I found out today that the Logan gig is going to have to be moved. Why? Because the theatre is being used as a vaccination home.
All right, well, July 24, tentative on the Logan show, but we'll keep you updated.
We'll find you another venue, okay? We will.
Thanks.
It should be a challenge. Good on you, Ross.
Well done, Ross.
Good luck tonight. Yes. Celebrity Apprentice. He's gone all the way. Paying better than I ruined this for you. You would have won this in a landslide, but now I'm worried that he's involved. He is a dead set passenger. He's the last man you would pick. You know that game at lunchtime where you all line up and captains pick players?
Yeah.
As a team player, that guy... He would be the first one dressed as a woman off the Titanic. Make no mistake about it. He is unbelievable.
Celebrity Apprentice Grand Finale, 7:30 tonight on Nine.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
And it is all thanks to Sports Bet with Mates. It is group betting made better. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Bet with Mates. We've been doing this. We've been enjoying it. And we've landed a couple of big blows.
Yeah.
Some big wins. Mm. Thank you, Mahut.
It's lots of fun. Yes.
It's loads of fun. And we have a big chat about what we're going to bet on. And we went pretty much all in on Denmark to beat Finland.
Well, we got some handy advice from Santo last week
as Santo
well.
Santo said it. So we doubled our bet.
Yeah.
Yep. Treasurer, is that right?
We did up to $160 on Denmark
and
to win.
And then there was a tragic incident.
It was.
Where one gentleman...
Christian Eriksen.
And then was brought back to life.
Yes,
oh, I wish we'd bet on that. What odds would you get that a player would die on the field and then come back to life? Oh, that would be juicy odds. Anyway, game was suspended. So as I understand it, all bets...
you'd think that, wouldn't it? That'd be the case.
No, your money
almost
back.
Died, you wouldn't play again, would you?
So they suspended the game and then they went, all right, bowl on, and they continued to play the match. And surprisingly, Denmark lost. Finland had a win.
Of course they lost.
What do you mean they played on?
Yeah, they
That's
waited
everyone
a couple of hours.
Money returned.
Mm. Mm.
So has our money been returned?
No.
This is a betting scheme.
So we're 160 in the hole.
160?
Yeah.
160. We're paying for that layabout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had to be medevaced out of the stadium.
Yeah, we died.
Thanks a lot. What's his name?
Eriksen.
Christian Eriksen.
Thanks a lot, Christian Eriksen.
Yeah.
We hope you recover well in the hospital.
Yeah, we hope you're okay.
He's apparently...
How much for a full recovery? Santo owes us. Santo should pay us back.
160, I'm not happy about that.
No.
To be honest.
Oh, well, this is a...
What do we do now?
Well, we've got a big bet on tonight.
Yes. Okay, we're back.
A big bet on tonight on Ross Noble. To take the chockies on Celebrity Apprentice. What did we get on?
So we got in when it was $10. Oh. We put $50 on. So that's potential winnings of $500.
We're back.
Odds have shortened for Ross down to $4.15, but what? Shayna Blaze is the favourite. Oh,
I'll get to her. Can we lay off on Shayna? Can we lay off? Can we lay off half the money?
Yeah,
what's she on?
She's only $1.22.
Okay. How much that Ross Noble clinically dead during tonight's performance and later makes a full recovery? Get me the odds on that. All right, so we stand a chance of winning what tonight?
$500.
$500. That would be a great win for the Bet with Mates syndicate. Do we have a name? Is it Mickey?
It's just Malloy.
Mickey's boys?
Yep.
Malloy.
Mickey, the guru.
Oh, God.
All right.
I should be there somehow in the name. Mickey's Heroes.
Okay.
The Malloy Polloy. Hanging out with me.
Bet with Mickey?
Okay.
Bet with Mickey time. Mickey time.
All right.
Mickey bet. Okay. Stop me when you think.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
Thanks a lot, Denmark.
Yeah, it's Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Done for the day.
Good luck tonight, Ross Noble.
Oh, mate. Best of luck to him.
On a number of fronts, we're gunning for you.
We have been on his side for the whole thing. We said you're going to go deep into the competition, and he's at the final two.
So good luck.
Oh, mate,
that'll
good
be
luck.
A load of fun. I still don't know.
Yeah, where are you staying tonight?
Do you want to know?
Hmm.
You know what I'm leaning towards?
What's that?
Hello, Captain Cook's cottage. I just feel, for old time's sakes, one last crack at it.
Yeah,
I sneak in. I wait till after dark, and then whoosh, I sneak in.
For those who aren't familiar, it's the actual cottage, or it's a replica of his cottage.
No, it's the cottage.
It is the cottage. They
shipped it out from Plymouth.
That's right, and it's in a botanical garden,
brick by brick,
in Melbourne, and it's like a diorama sort of set up with fake furniture and a small bed that you think you can stay for the night.
It's the original furniture, mate.
It's not.
I believe I've slept in Captain Cook's bed.
All right. Well,
so I'm going to sneak in after dark.
Okay.
And that's going to be it.
Oh, there you go.
Put the do not disturb sign up. If you're getting a tour group through, not before 10.
No, okay. All right then. Well, I hope you somehow work out your housing situation, because this can't last forever, really. Otherwise, you'd be in a world of pain. Hey, tomorrow on the show, Denise Scott is going to be joining us.
Yeah.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is going to be on the show as well tomorrow. That'll be a Wednesday, Malloy.
Room at your house. Are you sure?
No, I told you the spare room is chockers, just full of stuff out of the shed.
What about on the temper?
No.
Top and tail, tail and top. Come on.
Not going to happen. No, sir. Today's podcast will be up in just a moment through the Listener app. Back tomorrow, Malloy, Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates. It's group betting made better, and you can easily switch between your personal account and the group account. Jump on the Sportsbet app today and check it out. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.